Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cowley. Welcome to the DJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy Saturday night. Shit, it's 10-11 p.m. on the West Coast. Shout out to everybody, wherever the hell y'all at, listening to the DJ Show. Now let's get right into it, y'all. Kendrick Lamar. While I was scrolling on Instagram, they had a post up saying there was some guy, some homie, who was a ghostwriter for Kendrick Lamar. And he was talking about Kendrick Lamar not giving him his credit. And I'm like, damn, you know, you can't help nobody these days today because motherfuckers will come up, rock without you and act like they did all the work they fucking self. But you know, we're living in a weird world today where motherfuckers will give the artists all their flowers, all their credit, but dismiss the motherfuckers who wrote the fucking songs, the ghostwriters who wrote that shit in the media. When them motherfuckers' names start getting mentioned, the first thing people always do is say, oh, you just trying to get paid. Oh, you trying to go viral. Oh, you just want a bag. We are living in a world of people who throw hella shade at a motherfucking ghostwriter, but give the artist all their flowers, all their credit. Want to call them a goat when them motherfuckers be having ghostwriters and shit. Yeah, I know about y'all motherfuckers out there. Yes, I'm saying exactly what I said on Instagram. You know, y'all motherfuckers are quick to throw shade at a motherfucking ghostwriter, but y'all are so willing and ready to kiss the motherfucking artist ass that y'all motherfuckers look up to. Yeah, Kendrick Lamar should get that nigga his motherfucking credit. The ghostwriter, shit. You didn't do that shit alone, motherfucker. You didn't write all that shit. If a nigga wrote the song, he wrote the song, he helped you input in that motherfucking shit, give a nigga the credit. Shit. Break him off something. Give him a bag. Whatever. You know? Shit is crazy than a motherfucker. You can't help nobody these days today because these motherfuckers will come up and act like they don't even fucking know you. Shit. Then, once your name start popping up, all they motherfucker fans want to say, oh, you just trying to go viral. Oh, you just want a bag. Oh, they did that by themselves. All that other shit. These motherfuckers are weird. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a generation of weird, stupid motherfuckers. They are all idiots today. All these motherfuckers are already and willing to praise and worship all these motherfucking artists. They don't give a damn if they had a fucking ghostwriter. No. Oh, that's so-and-so. They're rich and they're famous. See, that's all you motherfuckers look at today. And that's some real fucking shit. I know how y'all get down. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a weird-ass world. Now, when it comes to J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Rick Ross, and Drake, none of the motherfuckers won when it came to dissing each other. That shit was weak as fuck. None of the motherfuckers won. At all. I'm sorry to tell y'all, there was no winners in that shit. I saw a post on Instagram and they said they had a damn picture up of Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Rick Ross, and shit. And they was saying, who you think won? I said, nobody. The shit was lame and corny. Not one of them motherfuckers won. I mean, shit. I mean, Rick Ross sounded a little okay, but this shit was just whack, man. Shit's just lame as hell. This, you know, it's lame as fuck. Shit. Don't know that shit work. I mean, no, I mean, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying it weak as fuck. You know, shit. My brain is somewhere else. I said none of that shit work. Y'all hear me on this motherfucker. I'm about to go to this next subject here. Man, now, ladies and gentlemen, who out there who are artists, if you're on Tidal right now and you got the motherfucking free service and you're an artist, upgrade your shit right fucking now. I'm telling you, you might not be able to log back into your artist profile own title if you're an artist. Because ever since I upgraded my shit, I haven't been able to log back into my artist account. No matter what the hell I did. I done went through changing my motherfucking password. All that shit. You know, damn, I should have upgraded to a subscription while I was able to get into my artist account and upgrade my bio and shit on Tidal. You know, they got it to where you can have your artist page, bio, all that shit. You can post your profile pictures, update your bio, all that shit, right? And the motherfucker said, well, we gonna, there's no more free listening, right? I done listened to them. I was like, okay, I'll get to them whenever. And my artist profile page was active on Tidal until I upgraded to the motherfucker subscription. And so I hit up Tidal and gave him my first name, last name, date of birth, all that shit. And they hit me back again. I just told them, I sent them a message saying, I completely lost access to my Tidal profile. That motherfucker, it's got me listening to myself like I'm a fucking listener, like I'm a fucking fan. I can't get back in to my Tidal artist profile, no matter what the hell I do, ladies and gentlemen. That shit is crazy. So I'm here to tell y'all out there, if you're a music artist who's on Tidal and you got a motherfucking Tidal artist profile, upgrade your shit. You know, I'm thinking while my artist profile was active, I should have upgraded to the subscription. Maybe if I did, I might be in it. Who knows? I might be in it right now. No telling. You know, I don't know because I waited to the last motherfucking minute till my time was up listening to the music for free. You know, but I'm thinking I'm an artist. Everything gonna be okay. All I gotta do is upgrade. I upgrade and poof, there go my motherfucking artist profile. Now I can search my music and listen to myself. Yeah. But I cannot get into my motherfucking artist profile. No matter what the hell I do. Shit is crazy, man. But I'm glad. As long as I'm able to promote my shit, I'm good. I told Tidal I lost complete access. There's nothing I can do. So I can search my motherfucking music. View my artist profile. Share my link. Promote my music. That's all that matters. So I'm cool. You know, there's nothing I can do now. Shit, I don't want to change the passwords. All that shit. Hash. No. Man. So I'm good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wish y'all out there would stop acting like Spotify is the only music streaming platform in the world. You know, somebody said, well, all your fans, your fan base be on Spotify. Yeah, I understand that. But y'all motherfuckers need to stop acting like Spotify is the only music platform in the world. Because now, today, these motherfuckers will remove your music with no hesitation. You know, so earlier today, ladies and gentlemen, I came up with a strategy. You know, I always got a plan. You know, I'm going to promote my shit on Tidal, of course. Pandora, motherfucker. Amazon Music. Yeah, those are the other streaming platforms I'm going to promote my shit on. You know, I'm not going to fuck with too many other platforms. None of them motherfuckers that so intact with Spotify and reporting your music, whatever see fit. Whatever don't shit don't fit their criteria, and then I move your shit, you know? I ain't with that shit at all. So, yeah, there's another radio station I can shoot my music to. Shit, you know, shoot a track to, have that shit promoted on that motherfucker, you know? So, I'm gonna rock out on Pandora, motherfucking Tidal, and Amazon Prime. You feel me? Shit. Fuck Spotify. Them motherfuckers remove your music. They just don't give a fuck. You know? Shit. When shit don't add up to their criteria, fit with their terms and conditions, them motherfuckers automatically wanna say, oh, you violated some shit and have your shit removed. They don't give a fuck on there. You know, I just put some finishing touches on an album. I've been finished a couple of tracks on that motherfucker, you know, and I'm going to release that shit to every platform, but not on Spotify. I ain't fucking with them. Hell fucking nah. You know, shit, they too shady in that motherfucker. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are an artist, it's best to be on a major be a major recording artist on a motherfucking label. Those motherfuckers, they don't mess with them. You know, but if you're an independent artist, you'll never make it on Spotify. Try to promote your shit. No. You can put your shit on that motherfucker and just hope and pray that people will listen to it. That's all you can do. Now, I saw some posts on Instagram, and it had Apple, Spotify, and other music streaming platforms. And it had like over thousands and thousands of millions of dollars of how much they didn't got, artists didn't got paid or whatever they can make, right? Now, let me tell y'all some real shit, y'all. If you're an independent artist and you try to get up to a million motherfucking streams on Spotify, forget about it. That shit is not going to happen as long as you're an independent artist. Them motherfuckers will remove your music so damn quick. I'm telling you by experience. Shit, I was trying to get 500,000 streams on a motherfucker and they removed my music. So if you're an independent artist, ain't no way in hell you're going to get up to a million streams on Spotify. Or else, not unless you're a recording artist on a major label. Then we ain't got shit to worry about. Because those motherfuckers, they don't remove their music. When you with a major label, they won't fuck with your shit. But when you're an independent artist and you try to hustle off your motherfucking your ass off, and you try to earn music, have a steady income, make money, they remove your shit. So I'm here to tell y'all, ladies and gentlemen, forget about it. If you're an independent artist, you ain't gonna never make it to a motherfucking mega streams on Spotify. I'm telling you right now, them motherfuckers will remove your shit so quick. So it's best to get on a motherfucking record label, major label. Then the motherfuckers, they won't fuck with you at all when you with them. They won't fuck with your music. Not unless you're independent. So when you get signed, you're safe, you know. But when you're independent, trying to make your motherfucking money, they'll fuck with your shit and say, oh, that's fraud. Oh, you're trying to earn money and all that shit. That's some real fucking shit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostess, Mr. Cali. Thank you for tuning into the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, and the truth is, Spotify right about now is mostly for major recording artists right now, today. You know, you can't be no indie trying to rack up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. No more. No. Shit. The motherfuckers will remove your music. Now, if you want millions of streams and you want to rack up hella money, the best way to do it is on any other platform, but not Spotify. Also, stay away from Deezer. Those are motherfuckers. Yeah. Be careful with them too. Because I was reading some shit and I think they stay intact with Spotify. Now, if you want to make have a million streams, let me see. Tidal. There you go. Tidal. Ever since I upgraded my subscription on that motherfucker, I was able to see streams. I saw some streams and shit. And I've been promoting my music and shit. I'm like, wow. So if you want millions of streams, there's the way to get to that shit. But this is what I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you do as an artist. Go to Google, right? Go to streaming royalty. There's a motherfucker, a streaming calculator, right? And you get yourself a pen and piece of paper. And you want a million streams, right? You write that shit down and promote your shit that way. It's like this. I'm going to make it plain and simple for y'all. Say if you did, okay, 10 and 10 is 20, right? So you did 10K, 10K, that's 20K streams. You add that shit up. Stay consistently with promoting your music. Find a legit promo service that's legit. And you promote yourself consistently, over and over and over. You'll get to a million eventually. You might can't see that shit. But as long as you keep track of all the motherfucking streams you paid for to have your music promoted, you'll fucking get there. That's some real fucking shit. and count every dime, every nickel, every penny you get. You know, now I'm here to give y'all here's a link. Here's a site that I use. They are legit. And these motherfuckers, if you DM them, you send them a message, they will hit you back. This is who I rock with. Artist Push, ladies and gentlemen. Artist Push. Google the motherfuckers. Artist Push. That's who I rock with. You know? Rock with them. Now, I'm on my laptop here, y'all. Let me see here. Ladies and gentlemen, just go to Artist Push. Google the motherfuckers, you know? Yeah, and they are the streaming platform that I use to promote my music. I did do Spotify. I'm done with them motherfuckers because they keep on removing my shit, you know? So just fuck with them. They got Tidal, Audio Mac, Amazon Prime, Music Promotion, Deezer, Playlist, Hip Hop Promotion, all that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, fuck with Artist Push. That's the best way to promote your music if you're an independent music recording artist, you know? You want to rock up thousands of dollars and shit, you better fuck with Tidal. Don't fuck with Spotify, because these motherfuckers are like, oh, it's getting suspicious. Oh, you're trying to use this to earn a living and make... What? Of course! What the fuck else are you supposed to do as an artist if you ain't signed to the motherfucking record label? You know? So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to rack up some money, y'all better rock with Tidal, Amazon Music, and shit, you know? Hey, if you want to go viral, get your shit out there, really just, hey, promote your shit on the motherfucking radio. Now, Pandora, hell yeah, rock with them. Also, there's another, ladies and gentlemen, there's another music promo service I rock with. It's promosoundgroup.net. Fuck with them motherfuckers. You feel me? Shit. Rock with any platform they have except Spotify. I'm here. I'm just giving y'all a fair warning because I done been through some shit with Spotify. These motherfuckers then have removed multiple albums I have released. I'm telling you by experience, don't fuck with them. Don't rock with them. Fuck them. Rock with Tidal. That's where all my music at. On that motherfucker, I'm good. Tidal pays artists more music than Spotify any motherfucker way. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, before I get off this motherfucker, y'all know what? Spotify reminds me of the WWE. You know what they both have in common? These motherfuckers pay the content creator, they pay the talent less money. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Spotify is just like the WWE. They pay the talent less money. That's some real motherfucking shit, you know. Because Brian Cage, his motherfucking contract with AEW was up. He was going back and forth with talking to WWE and AEW. And he said, here today, gone tomorrow. That's some crazy shit, ain't it? You sign a date with the WWE, the next day you could be gone. Hired today, fired the next day. That's what that is, ladies and gentlemen. Shit. And they don't pay the talent that much money in WWE. They want you to do all that motherfucking work. They want you to work more for less money. Ain't that shit crazy, y'all? That's why you got, Fernando, you know, the CEO she go by now, the boss. Why the hell y'all think she on AEW? Because the motherfuckers will pay you more money. See, WWE wants you to do all this fucking work and give you a small check. Oh, hell fucking no. Shit. Hey, with WWE, it's this way. You here today, hired today, fired tomorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow. That shit is crazy. But it's true. Shit. You know, ladies and gentlemen, with AEW, you got a lot more freedom and you got a fatter check. You know, them motherfuckers at WWE make you fight for a whole fucking 5, 2, 3 years before you see a damn title shot. And they keep fucking you around for the longest. That's what they do over there, that motherfucker, you know, make you work hard, pay you less money. And that's how they get down, shit. You know? It'll be motherfucking 2050 before you see a damn title shot. Shit. You get screwed over in that motherfucker. You know? I like AEW. But that's some real shit, y'all. It's true that Spotify is just like WWE. You know? Don't pay the talent enough money. You know, you can work your motherfucking ass off and try to promote your shit to the fullest and try to make money. They pay you less. Then they remove your shit on Spotify. Now, on Tidal, I ain't never had my shit removed. You know, I guess because since Spotify is so motherfucking popular, everybody promote Spotify this, Spotify that, Spotify that. You know, and Tidal is just like a certain level. We can work with your music. But it's like, you know what? You never hear... Tidal don't complain. It's always Spotify that's always end up having your shit removed. That's why I stopped fucking with them. And I'm trying to tell everybody by experience to not rock with the motherfuckers. But hey, it's your life, your music career. You do what the hell you want to do. You know, shit. Yeah, Spotify is like this. You'll be making money today, motherfucker. Yeah, and the next day, your shit might be removed. They don't give a fuck. Shit, I gave them a piece of my mind on Spotify. I told them motherfuckers about themselves. Shit, about removing my shit. Then they went on a motherfucking survey. I still ain't took that motherfucker yet. I mean, like, fuck your survey, shit. Ain't that what you say when you remove my fucking music? You don't give a fuck what the hell I'm doing. But you want me to take your motherfucking survey. Ain't that a bitch? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess. With the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Damn, let me get off this motherfucker. But damn, about time I'm about to get off this bitch. Something always crossed my fucking mind. I noticed some real shit, y'all. I see people out there trying to do what the hell I'm doing on this motherfucker. But they can't. They can't. You know, I'm constantly recording shit, you know, promoting my shit constantly on this motherfucker. But you know, I noticed some shit, y'all. Why is it that women today, you got some men too, they always seem to fuck with a bunch of motherfucking losers and bums, right? But when a good man comes along, they don't never give that nigga a time of day. But they always seem to stay with the niggas been lying and cheating and abusing them. And somebody said love is hard. It's hard sometime to leave. Shit is crazy, y'all. In today's dating world, you know. Shout out to Kendra G. I love the Kendra G single show. Now, she was talking about Ghost and how his woman, he had kids with, is with him. And stuck. She was with him when he had no money and she with him while he got money. But I was saying in the motherfucking comment section on the Kendra G single show, now, Kendra, you know damn good and well, ain't no woman like that out here today. You know, them motherfuckers want a self-made, want a millionaire. Ain't no way in hell they gonna stick with any man that don't have nothing. The majority of women today, to me, in my opinion, all the motherfuckers are gold diggers. They're entitled. They want what they want. You know, they gold diggers, you know. You got to get with them. You got to come with something. Not none of them motherfuckers. You can't get with no woman today and not have nothing. Ain't that some shit? That's some real fucking shit. I'm telling y'all. That's some real shit, y'all. You know, they want you to, they looking for a man that's got like six figures. You got to be a fucking millionaire today. These motherfuckers are straight up gold diggers. You know? Shit. You know, they don't want to go through the process of settling down with a man where he doesn't have nothing. These women today won't fuck with you. They'll wait. Soon as you blow, it's like this. You don't have shit. You working, trying to do something, trying to accomplish some goals, some dreams, whatever. They ain't gonna fuck with you. But soon as you come up and you got millions of motherfucking dollars, you'd accomplish your goals, your dreams and shit, then all of a sudden, here they come. You cannot tell me that ain't no fucking gold digger moves. I'm like this. If you didn't want me when I didn't have shit, you don't want me now. You didn't fuck with me when I didn't have nothing. Don't fuck with me when I do have something. Women today are just gold diggers. That's real shit. Gold diggers. That's what they are today, you know? You gotta be a motherfucking billionaire. So, y'all, they gonna stay single. You know? I know we men would say money over bitches, but I guess it's money over niggas. You know, shit. You gotta be a motherfucking millionaire. You gotta come with a motherfucking ATM strapped to you today to get with women. Shit. Now, let me use Kendrick Lamar as an example. He had a woman. He's still with her today. He was with her when he was broke. Now he's still with her and he getting money. Ain't that some shit? Ain't no woman. Too bad we don't got like no woman like that today. Ain't no woman in hell today. I'm just saying, ain't no woman, 0% woman around like that today. These motherfuckers want a millionaire when you step to them. You gotta look a certain way. You gotta have this. You gotta have this. Have that. Have that. That's some real fucking shit. You know? That's why I say I'd rather date a poor woman. Fuck these women of today. These motherfuckers are too greedy and they don't appreciate shit. They like to be entitled to every fucking thing. I'd rather date a broke female who could care less about a motherfucking paycheck or how much money you got. I have a friend I know. And she don't give a damn about no fucking money. She ain't like that. What you gonna buy me? Is you gonna pay this or pay that? She ain't like that. That's why I say I'd rather date a poor woman. That these women today are greater than the motherfucker. And they always got something to complain about. Whatever you do ain't enough. That's some real fucking shit. We living in a world full of gold diggers, you know? They're the poor woman. You don't give a... Who doesn't have a care in the world about material motherfucking things? If you want to have a good relationship, get with a woman that's going to be there when you don't got shit. And she's going to still be there when you got something. Because these women today all want millionaires. That's the only way to have a good relationship. Date a poor ass woman who can care less about money and material shit. That's some real motherfucking shit. Just going to be down for you when you ain't got shit. When she gonna be there for you when you up, and she gonna be there for you when you down. Now that's the best relationship advice I can give you, ladies and gentlemen. Shit. Well, anyway, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly, and thank you for tuning in to the Diddy Day Show. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say that shit again before I get off this motherfucker. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Diddy Day Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Okay, I'm off this motherfucker. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.